Joining out with Glidden Ralston head of football coach Craig Lynch. Coach, I know practices just got started, but how have the guys been looking so far in the early couple weeks?
Oh, we've been really happy with the effort we've had. I think we have a real good group of kids that have been working really hard. Actually been really, really pleased with the first 2 weeks.
And kind of looking at last season a little bit, you guys win the three games. What are some of the things you're looking to improve on from last year coming into this new year?
Well, I think just, we always talk about the physicality of our team. We want to be able to run the football better than we did last year. And actually, defensively, I think we're looking at trying to improve our pass defense. If there were two areas, one on offense and one on defense that we're looking at the most, I think that would be the two that that we've kind of made the key going in the offseason.
And looking at some of the guys you have returning from last year, you lose an Ethan Oberding who led you guys in rushing, but, Alex Daniel, Emmett Snyder, and then also Colby Wallace return. Are those the guys you're going to kind of look to build and lead this new team coming into the new football season?
I think we got those guys back, and we also got a good bulk of our offensive line back, too, and defensive line. So, we have some experience and quite a bit of experience in all the areas. And, when it comes to leadership, I always look to our older kids. I think we have a great group of seniors this year, and they've already really stepped up during practice here. And in the offseason especially, they really led us through offseason workouts. So, from a leadership standpoint, I've been really pleased, especially with our upperclassmen. And guys you mentioned are key. They're a big part of both our offense and defense in the skill positions. But I'm happy that we got coming back with guys putting their fingers down in the dirt, too.
And how are your guys' numbers looking? Are they down or up from last year? I know you said you had a good, solid group of kids, but how are those numbers looking for the team?
I think we're only looking to have three or four freshmen. So, we're looking at a little over 20 guys, maybe 21, 22. I'd rather have that up around 28 to 30, but, it is what it is. We've got a couple classes in there that are a little smaller, especially with the male population. So when I look at it, I look at the list and see if we've got the guys that are going to come out and do what we need them to do. And I'm pretty confident we have that group of guys.
And looking at the schedule compared to last year, you guys don't have to face, Remsen St. Mary's and as well as I think it was Newell Fonda you guys had to face last year as well. The schedule might be a little bit easier this year, but still some tough opponents. How do you think it fares for you guys?
A lot of unknown there. This is the first time in my over 20 years here that we went the direction we did for the district and, heading over to Baxter and Collins Maxwell, Colonesco. Those are teams I'm not familiar with. So, there's going to be a little element of playing somebody different and kind of the unknown. I don't know a whole lot about those teams or about what they had back from last year. So it'll be interesting. We still got, I'm glad we still got some of our traditional foes on there. We always enjoy playing our Weaville over the years. We've had great games with them and Coon Rapids Bears, and we're looking forward to those matchups too.
And how do you think the conference fares for you guys? You said a lot of uncertainty in some of these teams you haven't played in a while. Do you think you guys have a good shot to contend in this district?
Well, we sure hope we can compete. I mean, that's what we're going to try to do. Like I said, until we get in the middle of it, I'm not sure who has what. I think a huge thing for us would be staying healthy. We don't have large numbers, so we don't have a lot of depth. We got to create depth by guys playing multiple positions. So, I don't know. We're sure going to go out there and compete best we can. I know that.
And you mentioned earlier that you guys are going to always look to run the football. Any new wrinkles, though, you might throw in with the personnel you guys have coming back this year?
Oh, I think we'll try to do it out of different looks. We've been a pretty traditional double tight eye team, and I think we have some different looks that we'll roll out and try to spread people a little bit more. But we're still going to be concentrating on running the football most of the time if we can.
And who are some of those kids that you're going to lean on to run the football this year? Will it be, the Daniel kid or somebody else?
Oh, I think all those guys get in the mix. I think, Alex and you talked about Emmett, Lucas Christian is another kid that will run the ball on the varsity level. And I think we got some sophomores. It's hard to know right now. We strap full pads on today. So that's when some of those other kids that, come up and surprise you sometimes as they get a year older and get more mature. So we'll see what happens here over the course of the next week. And then we have a scrimmage on Friday. After that, we'll know going into game one.
And you mentioned some of the kids that played a little bit last year. They're going to have to step up a little bit. Who are some guys that might have not seen a bunch of varsity time that could help you guys be successful this coming football season?
Well, I think we've got a whole group of sophomores and a couple of juniors that have that opportunity. Like I said, it's kind of hard to know for sure. We've had them out there in a helmet and shoulder pads at the most right now, but I'm sure we'll see some guys step up. I really want to kind of hold back on waiting and seeing who that's going to be to announce. I don't want to put any pressure on them. We'll just see who rises to the top, I guess.
Coach, those are the only questions I have for you, and I thank you for joining me.
You betcha. Always good to be with you.
That was Glidden Ralston head of football coach Craig Lynch here on the preseason coaches interview show. We got Jeff Blankman and Eric McCullough talking ESAC football next.